The only message that they have on their display right now is we're doing everything we can to be clean.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Gina Cook, Business Development for National Accounts, and Jess Byrne, Strategic Marketing for On-Premise Business, both at Daktronics. We're going to talk about how COVID-19 has impacted the use of digital signage by both small and large businesses, the free content Daktronics is providing, and more. And we're here with Gina and Jess. How are you guys doing?
Really well.
Hi, Justin and Matt. I'm doing great.
All right. Matt, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing good, Justin. You stay at 6 feet away from me.
I will. We're in this Daktronics podcast bunker. We'll keep our distance and, and stay safe. But we're here with Gina and Jess, and we're going to talk about a few different things. But first, Jess, can you give us a little background of what you do at Daktronics?
Sure. I work in our marketing department, and I support our on-premise business. And that really consists of any businesses or organizations that are interested in indoor and outdoor digital signage to help promote their business. In addition to that, we sell these displays through sign company partners. And so I support the efforts to help our sign companies sell our products appropriately.
Nice. And how long have you been at DAC, Jess?
Oh, I think it's been 16 years now.
Okay.
It's kind of scary to say.
Have you, yeah. I'll say I'm at 13, a little over 13, but yeah. So have you always been in that role, or have you kind of had some different spots in your history of Daktronics?
I've always been in marketing. So that hasn't changed, but the area of focus has changed.
Okay.
So I started in our HSPR market, and then I did move into the business and community aspect later. Started out really as a graphic designer, and then brought in into this marketing strategy role.
Okay. And Gina, can you tell us about your role at Daktronics?
Absolutely. I am responsible for business development and alternative revenue streams for Daktronics.
Okay.
So I've been with DAC for 16 years.
All right. I was going to ask the same thing. So you guys have both been here 16 years. Matt and I have both been here 13 years.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Yeah. A little weird.
So most of my time here was spent, I would say the last 12 years, I spent developing the philosophy and the creative team focused on LED display content. So essentially, I focused on best practices for out of home, national accounts or key brands, and then on-premise are small businesses.
Awesome.
So today, I focus on consumer behavior, and I help our customers define their objectives and meet their goals. And as Jess said, we're excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for joining us. So it's fair to say that the both of you are pretty familiar with, you know, small and large businesses and their organizations, as well as work with sign companies. So I believe today you're really here, right, to talk about how are these types of customers can use digital displays during their times of need. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you know, this conversation got started because of COVID-19, but really we're here to talk about how business can pivot their message, especially during times of need, in like a really sincere manner, so that they're one, providing relevant messaging, and two, that they're remaining connected with their consumers or the community.
So what are some of the examples of the ways that the customers are using their displays right now, either with different messaging or how have they changed from their traditional messaging before COVID-19 until now?
Well, what I see customers doing right now is I feel like they're moving away from their retail message, and they're moving more to something that revolves around assurance or confidence. So the playlists I'm seeing are being dialed back from anywhere from 7 to 10 messages to really more like 3, and in some cases 1. And I think it's a smart move. I think emotionally consumers can't tolerate a bunch of noise right now, and they need that comfort and that underlying tone of helpfulness.
Absolutely. Jess, have you seen a couple different ways that businesses have been using their displays for this?
For COVID-19 specifically, yeah. There was a really great example actually here in Sioux Falls, where I live. And our community was holding an event, and it really was an effort to keep the community together, keeping ties with each other while also you know, maintaining the social distancing that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And this specific event was called Light Up Sioux Falls. And the residents of Sioux Falls were encouraged to go outside of their homes. And it was at, I think, 9 p.m. one night. Go outside their homes, turn on their lights, and then shine a light up into the sky. And a helicopter was circling the area and was capturing video and footage of the city all lit up. And the purpose of the event was really to show appreciation for all of the healthcare workers that are on the front lines, the patients that are fighting the virus, and then any businesses and individuals that are struggling both financially and mentally. And it was also a fundraiser to help those in need within this Sioux Falls community that doesn't have enough food or supplies or the ability to pay their rent. So that was the purpose of the event, which was awesome. We attempted to participate ourselves at our own home.
Yeah.
And had a little struggle with that, but I won't go into that right now. But
oh, great. Okay. We'll save that for the next episode. Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Let's do that. So anyway, one of our customers, and I think they were also a sponsor of the event, but they showed their support to the community by using their outdoor LED sign. And they put a message on there related to the event, really to just spread awareness about the event. And then they lit up their building as well. And then they took this really beautiful photo and they shared it out on their Facebook page.
Okay.
And it just was awesome. We shared it out on our Facebook page as well. And yeah, so if anyone wants to go look at that, I think it was a really cool concept. And I think it would be an idea generator for any other communities that are out there that are looking for events to tie their community together. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And we'll look for the one that we shared too for our Facebook page and add that link. I'm in the show notes. And okay. Then do you know, is there one of the helicopter flying over? Cause that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to look. I'm not sure.
Yeah. If we can find that, we'll add that to the show notes too. Cause that sounds like that'd be pretty cool to see the aerial view of everything going on.
Cause I think I remember hearing a little bit about this, going on in Sioux Falls. We're up here in Brookings, but I didn't know they did, you know, the helicopter going over, seeing all the lights up. That would be really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I think Brookings did something like that. There was like a parade or something down Main Street. Was it? Did you do that, Justin? Was it last week or something?
I didn't do that. I think there was a parade going through town. I think they're doing that like every weekend or something like that.
Yeah, it's you two are probably a little too young to remember when there was a cruise night on a weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I am proud to say that in the 80s, I was still going on cruise night.
Okay.
So okay, yeah.
In high school. So Brookings has been participating in some events like that. And there's a ton of messaging on the displays that are in Brookings, but then there's also a lot of interest that's being generated on social media. So the two combined have been really interesting to watch.
Yeah, I think I heard Sioux Falls did something similar, but they called it Scoop the Loop.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody's got their own terminology.
Yep.
Like you go on Cruise Maine or you Scoop the Loop or drive around. But yeah, it's just a sign that all these communities are coming together during this time to show support for one another and stay together and stand together type of thing.
You know, I saw one of our local businesses that I would say historically are very product and service heavy. The only message that they have on their display right now is we're doing everything we can to be clean. And I just thought that was a really interesting way to give the community confidence that it's okay to pump gas at their convenience store.
Nice.
That's really good. Now I'm thinking about different uses that I've seen too, or just even if, you know, especially restaurants right now, some are doing pickup or carry out only. And I know I've seen a couple of those messages on displays because sometimes, I mean, we try to go, there's Facebook groups and stuff. You try to figure out what places that you normally go to or local areas and what are they doing during this? Can I get their same, you know, I say products and services, but I'm talking about food, really, but I still get that? And how can I get that kind of thing?
Yeah. And if say you have a digital display right now and you're one of those businesses and you want to share something, is there a way they could get some kind of messaging to put on those displays?
Yeah, definitely. We've actually spent quite a bit of time over the last few weeks here as this all has been changing and the way businesses are operating has been dynamic. We are really fortunate enough that we have this really strong team of animators, and they've been creating content for our customers for their LED signs. And so we've been engaging that team to really build out a great library of content. And we're just continuing to add messages to that as we hear new needs or have identified any additional challenges that our customers are seeing. You know, and part of this is too, we know that these business owners are really challenged to even keep up with their business and what's happening today and just keep it up and running. And they don't really have time to worry about creating that content for their sign. And so we wanted to help them out and remove that burden from them by providing this content. And as you said, you know, restaurant business has really changed dramatically. And we recognized that really early on. And we've been putting together a really great package of content for the restaurant industry. And there are things like what you mentioned, you know, where they need to say that they're offering drive-through. They have carry-out options. They have a no-touch delivery service. And so we have messaging built around all of those services that these restaurant owners can simply download and schedule to their display. So that's one industry that we focused on. Another one is healthcare facilities. Mm-hmm. And so these people are obviously on the front lines dealing with the situation, and they really need to be able to communicate with their patients. They got to keep themselves safe. They need to make sure the patients follow their protocol for coming in and getting tested. And so we've created some specific pieces that fit those needs as well. We just finished that up late last week and are starting to send that out to our health-related customers. You know, lots of other industries that are impacted by this for sure. Another one that we focus on is our convenience store industry. And there's ways that they're changing their business. Like they are going back to full service for gas. So mm-hmm. you pull up and someone comes out and pumps your gas for you and takes your payment, and you don't have to get out of your vehicle. So oh, wow. They're making those changes, and we want to provide some content for them to advertise those services.
Yeah, that's really cool. Cause I think about, you know, it's not just simply putting up there and text these messages, and why like this is so valuable, right? Is our creative services group knows how to design content that really, it's eye-catching, but it gets the point across very clearly. So it's definitely right. mm-hmm. trying to take that ease out of maybe a business owner that's not a graphic designer and they don't know the best way to lay out their content, instead of just saying Times New Roman and I'm going to type all this in one message, right?
Right, exactly. Yep.
Gina, have you seen anything on your side of it of how people might be using different content that we haven't talked about yet?
I would say a couple of different ways. I want to dovetail off of what Jess was talking about in terms of healthcare. Just locally in our little community of Brookings, you know, we're a global organization, but we're a small town. So I think we're at just shy of 25,000 people. So mm-hmm. it'll be fun to see what the census says in 2020.
Right.
But our own hospital reached out to us. Oh, I think it's been about a week ago. And their director of marketing was I would say emotional. And she just said, hey, we have a lot of businesses in town that have displays and we need help. We're wondering if you can create some messaging to share locally so that we can tell citizens how to behave. They're coming into our facilities. We need them to call before they come in. They're putting our healthcare staff at risk. So if you could help us out with that, that'd be great. And we, of course, said yes. And that's what Jess was talking about in terms of the content. But I said, Julia, why don't we put one of our demo trailers right in front of your business? Wouldn't that be more effective for you? You know, we had grounded our fleet because of what's going on right now. And she said, yeah, I would love that, but I don't have time to pull a permit. I don't have time to create the messages and I don't have time to schedule them. And I said, well, why don't you let us do that for you? And she all but broke down in tears because she oh, wow. felt like that was something that they could have that was going to create some impact, both for the community, but also for their staff. So once we executed there, we moved over to Avera and their clinic. It did something similar. And then about a mile down the road, we also did it for Sanford in Brookings. Nice. So we have all three health facilities with messaging. It's similar, but it's on brand, but it's a really united way for the community to know how to behave. Mm-hmm. So that's one example. Another one that I thought was really interesting. We have a brand new car wash in town. They haven't even opened up yet. They're not ready for business. But their sign package is already installed, and they went with LED technology as well.
Okay.
And the messaging already says, we're coming. Opening soon. We're hiring. They have, we're stronger together. And then it talked a little bit about what they're going to offer. And I thought, you know, right now, there's a perception out there that things, they might be going backward. And I just felt like that was really a message of hope and optimism.
Yeah.
Because if that display had stayed blank over this time period or while they're just getting ready, it may have been right on track. They just weren't ready for any messaging. But the fact that they were proactive and they have all of that going on already, I just thought that was a really great inspirational way to use that technology.
Yeah, that's awesome. Anything you can do that's forward looking to saying, you know, when things are going to be back to normal or when we get out of this is definitely helping lifting the spirits, like you said.
Right. Even if it's a new normal when we're out of this, whatever it looks like, it's that positive forward thinking mentality. Yeah. That's always great to see being shared out there.
Yeah, like you not having to come to my house, Justin, to record podcasts, like that kind of one?
Yeah. I would prefer not to be in the bunker, but here we are.
Yeah. Those are some great stories, because it's definitely, like you said, how they got so emotional when we said we were going to help out with it. Because, you know, we've said it plenty of times, they have enough on their plate and enough things going on right now that any amount of help in any way, shape, or form right now is greatly appreciated. Nonetheless, something as big as communicating out to people coming in, especially at a hospital. So I know I've been driving around town, not too much, but I've seen those things when I've gone to like do my pickup at Walmart or whatever, but definitely seen the different displays and stuff like that along the way. And it's, you know, we always talk about the Daktronics curse already of anytime there's an LED display, your eyes are always drawn to it as it is. So I definitely caught those as I went down. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, so it's like communities are kind of using their signage to even come together a bit while staying apart. You know, they kind of ironic, come together, stay apart. But that's what everybody's doing today.
They really are.
It's just, totally just the way true. It is.
So Jess, you mentioned a lot of this content too, you know, that we're putting out there and helping out with people. We're doing this for free, correct?
Yes, all of it is 100% free.
And where can they find that? Say I want to go put some of that content on my sign today. Where could I find it?
Yeah, so we have, we've been putting it out there in several places. We have our Daktronics blog, and so that's blog.daktronics.com, and then you would go to the business and community channel on there, and you'll find a few articles relating to this free content. We've also promoted it on all of our social media channels, so if you go to Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, you will be able to quickly and easily find it there. And then we also have a link that goes directly to the content library, and that is www.daktronics.com/COVID-19 content. Okay. No dashes in that.
Okay.
So is it, I mean, the world's changing every day, it seems like. So, I mean, would you encourage people to probably keep tracking those? Or is there going to be new content kind of coming out as things evolve here? Or is a lot of it out there right now, or what's going to happen?
We have a lot of packages out there right now, or pieces. I think the last time I counted, we were almost at 50 different pieces of content.
Okay.
And we are continuing to add to that. So a couple other recent pieces that we just put out there right before the weekend were kind of like more uplifting type messages and things that people are doing just in their own residential community, like having bear hunts. You know, people are putting bears in their windows and giving kids an activity or something to do while they go on their walk around their neighborhood. So we've created some content to help promote that idea. Also, A World of Hearts is another kind of community thing that's going on. People are posting hearts in their windows. So we created some content around that. Easter is coming up. People are likely going to be, unfortunately, staying home. For that, And so we've created a few messages around that. So we're definitely continuing to add to it. Like I said before, the convenience industry, we're working on some content that will be kind of tuned in for them as well, like that full service fuel.
Yeah.
So we'll have a few pieces around that. And we're just keeping our ears open for any other needs that we're hearing. And we're going to continue to build on it until we see that, you know, we've kind of reached everyone we think we can reach with this. And the use has been very steady. We've seen a lot of interest in it so far, more so than any other content packages that we've put out, even for free in the past.
Okay.
Probably 10 times the interest, I would say.
Wow.
So it's huge, and it really feels awesome to see that kind of use of our content and service that we're putting out there.
Yeah.
And we're going to probably be continuing to add to it, I would say, this week and potentially next week as well.
Okay.
So even if people have already gone there to download, I would suggest they go back and see what's new.
Go back and check and see what else is there. I'm going to go back to that bear hunt real quick, because it's a nice way to safely social distance. You know, you hop in your car, you stay in your car, and you can drive around and look at people's windows. I took my kids on a bear hunt last weekend, and they were so excited to find 33 bears. And we only hit like half the town just kind of driving around. But the kids loved it. They took their own stuffed animals with them and showed the bears out the window as we were driving by, and and they were counting bears, and they were counting the windows with hearts on them too. So a nice little activity to get us out of the house, even though we stayed in the car, but yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's some really good participation.
Yeah. 33 houses.
Some bears.
Yeah.
we got two bears up in my window. So there's a big white one and a little pink one. So I got to keep my daughter from taking them out of the windows, though, when she's playing with them. Right?
Yeah, but same thing with us. But I didn't drive by your house, Matt.
But this is kind of cool, because it's, you know, we talk about the importance of messaging on displays for businesses to help drive business. But it's such a different time now that there are things we've already covered that they can use to help their business, like the curbside pickup, no touch delivery type things. But then there's also this, the hearts, the bear hunt. There's a lot more things going on pretty much about just a community, and doesn't have to necessarily be about their business as well. Just kind of anything they can put out there to help get awareness to things or spread some positivity.
Positivity.
I almost stumbled to that. Positivity is definitely appreciated. And people are staying home more and more, right? So it's like when you're not going out to other cities and other towns, you start to see a lot more of what your city's doing, it seems like. And it's kind of cool to see this kind of engagement with everyone.
So we talked about a lot of different things, from content to community participation and bringing people together while apart. Is there any other things that you're seeing out there that you wanted to share yet today?
So outside of the current situation that we're in today with COVID-19, we've also seen our customers really wanting to help out their communities with weather-related warnings and advisories. So we're able to really empower our customers to put alerts like that on their LED signs. And we can do that because we integrate with our software with FEMA's IPAWS system. And that's it's a federal integrated public alert and warning system. So what it will do is it allows our customers to display messages about any local incoming severe weather happening in order to help keep their communities informed and safe.
Okay.
Another thing that IPAWS does is it also provides the ability to show amber alert messages. So communities can use their signs in that way to build awareness for any missing people in the area. But that capability is something that our customers can get into their software and just set up and do that proactively. So when that emergency situation is taking place, their sign just automatically start showing those important messages. They don't have to do anything or worry about it in that moment.
Right. Yeah. It's like you think about it during the situation, everybody thinks of COVID-19. It's always on everybody's mind right now, but there's still going to be those other emergencies that happen because weather doesn't stop happening. It's constantly going to keep going. I mean, we had freezing rain the other day, so obviously it'll keep having nice weather alerts there, but that's another great use of displays. And I think we even have a news release on that IPAWS technology that we can link to in the show notes here.
Yeah. And I think just having that capability and everything else you know, relating to community messaging. It really allows our customers to become these beacons of important information for their communities. People are looking to them to get that information.
You know, Jess, what that makes me think of is right now we know what the message is, but it is changing almost on an hour to hour day to day level, especially from a national and a state and from a local level. So being able to change that message quickly and communicate with your audience quickly amplify all of your other channels is pretty powerful in this current environment.
Yeah, the beauty of digital technology right there. The digital signs, you can change messaging really quickly.
Exactly.
You know, I think there was a time where probably 10 years ago where we would advise people to take all of their advertising dollars and pull it out of traditional advertising like radio or television or even print. And we would say redirect it into exterior digital signage. But I don't feel that way anymore. I feel like today, people expect to find you in all of those channels. Mm-hmm. So you need to be in all of those channels. And I just don't think there's one silver bullet. And especially when I think about going back to the hospital and her saying, we're putting the message out there, but the community's panicking and they're not paying attention. That means you have to get them in multiple ways and you don't know what's going to resonate.
Yeah. And that's what we always say, you know, from a marketing perspective is that there are so many channels out there. And people, you know, even if you think of social media, whatever it is, most people have like their one or two trusted channels they always go to for information. So you got to make sure you're there. Otherwise, you're just going to miss them entirely.
Yeah.
And it changes. And the way people consume information changes. With social media right now, I almost find myself resisting some of it because there's so much information. Mm-hmm. So to tease out what I think is relevant and what is appropriate and actually what is, you know, based in science or using data, there's a lot of opinions out there. So I find myself pushing away from that natural channel.
So just a final thought for me before we wrap up is that, you know, as we continue in this situation and things continue to be unknown as far as when things will get back to what it used to be, you know, I think there's one thing that is known in this situation, and that is really that all businesses and organizations, including Daktronix, will come out of this situation somehow changed. And then when things get back to normal, it will be a new normal. And so we're going to be keeping our ears to the ground to understand how we can best support our customers in this new normal.
Jess is right. A new normal is that's going to be revealed to us over time. So as we think about what we can do right now, I think it's that we have to be thoughtful in the day-to-day. We have to focus on the things that matter. And then I think we need to continue with a spirit of optimism.
All right. Well, thank you, Gina and Jess, for joining us today and sharing some information about how our customers are using their displays during this time.
Thank you for having us. It was great to participate.
We certainly enjoyed our time with you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronix Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.